taking you through the fastest 2 hours of radio on this Friday night. We are so glad you made it a point to join us. Hey, we want you to join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, and also our radio website is eRadioSports.com. We've got some good stuff on there, and our next guest is always good, and I'm looking so forward to our conversation with Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. How are you, E?
Do you have your beautiful bride all taken care of? It is Mother's Day weekend.
I know. It's my favorite weekend of the year.
Yes, it is, because hopefully on Sunday, Sarah will get to take a long nap and you get to watch the girls, right?
The expectations just keep going up and up and up each year. And I think as a husband, you have to be careful, because with that sort of theory, you know, the sky's the limit in her eyes, but obviously, you know, there are other things to consider. You know, it's not about, I guess, the cost of the gift until you give a bad gift. Then it's certainly about the cost of the gift.
Well, I'm sure you put a lot of thought into that. Well, okay, Jason, so we got to move ahead here. We got to quickly talk about a number of topics. Of course, we want to hit on the NFL draft, but I want to get your takeaway. In hour one tonight, we were talking about the Spurs and the Portland Trailblazers, talking some NBA, but what was your thoughts on Kevin Durant? I mean, here's, you know, now the NBA's MVP, only 25 years old. I mean, just what an incredible speech that he gave. And this is obviously a young man that gets it. I mean, he has a deep, sincere appreciation, not only for his mom, but for the sacrifices that other people have made for him and around him.
Yeah, this is what the NBA needed. With all of the bad media surrounding the whole Clippers and Donald Sterling, this is what the NBA needed to put front and center. And I don't know, you probably know better than I do. Do they normally do a press conference like that for the NBA MVP, where, you know, the entire team is there? And
maybe, you know, maybe perhaps Kevin had requested the entire team to be there. I mean, I'm thinking back to Derrick Rose when he got his MVP. I mean, he was teary-eyed and things like that, but I've never seen an MVP speech delivered that way. I mean, it was...
Yeah, it was on the grand scale, but he delivered. You know, I think when people sometimes think of the NBA, they think that there's a lot of I, and, you know, about the individual. You know, and for many reasons, not just because, I guess, the characteristics, but I think just in general, you know, for a franchise or a team to be successful in any given year, you know, it's not the same as football, where you really got to be solid, you know, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, 11 on special teams to really get to you know, that promised land of the Super Bowl, or even deep in the playoffs. But, you know, with the NBA, you have 2-3 really good top-level players. You can win a championship. And so it is a little different setup than say, what football fans are maybe used to. But Kevin Durant is you know, he's got to be, and he is, one of the shining stars in the NBA. I mean, just to, everything was about the people around him. You know, here's a guy in a league where, you know, guys are tough, and, you know, the tattoos are everywhere, and here he is. He I felt like I was watching my brother, you know, talk in front of, you know, my grandmother's 100th birthday or something like that, you know, where it's just the emotions, or at a wedding, you know, a family wedding when somebody's getting up. And I mean, that was him up there, you know, and it just shows that it means a lot to him. And he doesn't take anything for granted, and he knows exactly who's helped him get to where he is today, and you know, really, I think having his team there said a lot as well. But certainly, you know, the words about his mother were, whether you are a basketball fan, a sport fan, whatever it may be, if you listen to that and didn't have some emotions running through you, then there's something wrong with you. You don't have to have money, right? You don't have to live on the other side of the fence or on the other side of the tracks. You know, it can come in many different shapes, sizes, forms, area codes. you know, it really doesn't matter. I think as long as you have, you know, that parental guidance and someone who is continuing to believe in you and tell you when you're doing things right and tell you when you're doing things wrong. And that's kind of the environment that I imagine Kevin Durant grew up in.
Okay, Jason Peter with us at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big E Sports Show. Of course, next week when he's on our program, we're going to do a full breakdown of the 2014 NFL draft. A lot of action that's been happening over the past couple of days. And right now, I did want to ask you just quickly, you know, we were talking about the NBA, but what was your thoughts on the Warriors relieving the duties of Mark Jackson, seeing them go their separate ways? I mean, this was a guy that led his team to 51 wins. I mean, how does that happen? We're seeing this become even a little bit more of a trend in the NBA. Lionel Hollins, you know, George Karl, Coach of the Year.
Yeah, and I don't even know if you could just kind of put it on the NBA. I think it's everywhere. I think it's you got to play kind of the whole game. You know, there's no aspect that any coach I think is really safe from. And you know, with Mark Jackson, they say there were issues from within. You know, within ownership, maybe he was having issues with the owner's son and. And, you know, these guys, these owners nowadays, they want to be so involved. You know, it used to be where owners, they just owned the team. They just wrote the checks. You know, very rarely were they even guys that sat in the arena or the stands every single night. But now it's different. It's different. These guys, just because they are, you know, the ones writing the check, they feel like they should have say and they want to have involvement in the decision making and stuff like that. And you know, there are some guys that can make that work, but I think the majority probably can't, just because they don't have, you know, a background in sports. And there are a lot of similarities I think between sports and business. But, you know, I don't know if you could say just because you made one thing successful, you could make the other one successful with your involvement. So, you know, Mark Jackson, I think it, I don't know if it was, you know, nowadays some of these GMs and upstairs management, they have their eyes on something else. And, you know, they got something on the back burner before they're already done with, you know, what they're cooking on the front. And, you know, I know what's his name, Kerr's name has been mentioned for like every
right.
job
Steve,
now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe they feel like they've got an inside track to him.
Okay, Jason Peter has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love when you connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Hey, you want to give us a quick hit on this whole fallout at Rutgers with Eric LeGrand? And now I guess he is going to speak at the school's graduation this year.
Yeah, and I was in New Jersey when this whole kind of went down, and it was a little minor uproar back there. Yeah, I mean, can Rutgers do anything right? I mean, it's just embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And here you have the one guy that I think has really brought a positive message to the university. You know, here you have him set up to speak, or you've you know, extended an invitation, and when he wakes up on Monday morning, you know, he's reading that somebody else is giving the speech. So it was certainly it didn't look professional the way that they handed it, but it's kind of, you know, right up along Rutgers Alley.
Okay, so Jason Peter has been with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I promise we're going to do a full breakdown of the 2014 NFL draft. So much been happening over the past 24 hours, and Jason, we look forward to your perspective, your insight, and of course, we want to relive some of the memories of when you were drafted. What was in 96? I'm going off the top of my head here, right?
It was 98.
Yep, 98. All righty, time flies. Okay, Jay, we appreciate you coming on. Have a wonderful weekend with the family.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and we will be right back.